Waiting on the camera to start.
Okay.
Okay, we're ready.
Brother, God bless you. This church allows me to carry a lot of memories. And one time, Brother Hobbs always enjoyed a good chuckle or a good laugh. And we were in services one time, and in these latter years, he didn't stand up as long as he would like. He would use a stool here. And they got him a newfangled one where you adjust the height just exactly the way you want. Brother Steve probably remembers what I'm going to tell you. But he was sitting up here and preaching, and all of a sudden he just started sinking. And you couldn't see the... And so he had to finish his message standing up. But we're thankful for those things that we remember, that we can laugh at the silly things and weep over those who are lost. We have an idea tonight, the doctrine of election. God's unconditional election. It is high time that we are reminded that the doctrines which we are attempting to teach you or refresh in your mind are all doctrines of love. A love like no man nor no woman can ever show. Truly, as we think of the tulip doctrine, we taught a little while last night about the total depravity of man. Now we are understanding, and people hate it. They hate it with all that's within them. This doctrine that we're teaching here this week. But they must need to be preached. It's important to let them know that they are lost. And that they need Jesus Christ as their Lord and their Savior. They're dying. They're going to hell. It's a doctrine that the children of God have grown to appreciate and to love and to embrace. But to the lost of this world, they hate it. They think God is mean. If he could do that for this one, he can do it for this one. Why does he do it for everybody? I don't know. The Word of God doesn't tell me. It just simply, he wrote my name in the Lamb's Book of Life before the foundation of the world. And I always tell everybody, he turned the whole world going. And to the very day and the hour in his creation, during his creation, when I would hear the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, and send the Holy Spirit and would make it alive or set a fire in my heart, and I would know my lost condition and know Jesus Christ as my Lord and my Savior. The very moment that I was to hear that old preacher preach the gospel, Jesus Christ, he put it forth under his responsibility. In the book of John, chapter 15, in verse 16, and if you read this, why can't they understand? Because it's not that we determine these things in our own mind, that we as the children of God have learned these things by the empowerment of the Holy Spirit through the preached word. And now they are precious unto us. In the book of John, chapter 15 and verse 16, ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. He says you were chosen for a purpose. Understand this, you that are hearing this message, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. Man has gotten to the point in this world that they think they can write their own path to hell or to heaven, but yet instead they are leading themselves to deceitful hearts, first off deceiving themselves. And they hate God chose. Beloved, as foolish as I am, how wicked as I was, yea, how self-contained I was, at lack of better words, it's all about self, in other words, when I was lost. We're reminded that God, I wouldn't want to choose anybody and say they're saved. They must come forward professing that they know the Lord Jesus Christ as their Lord and their Savior. They don't come forward to be saved. It is through the providence of Almighty God that in the day that the Lord had determined they will hear the gospel of the Lord Jesus. Some people may be 5, 6 years old. It may be 96 or 106. It is according to the will of Almighty God, and He who chose those who were lost unto eternal salvation through the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. What great and how great the glory. I wrote this down. It's not very good, but let's read it anyway. Election is the eternal and eternal, sovereign, unconditional decree of God Almighty from the eternal halls of glory and eternity paid by the majesty. And He's right. I put that last little word on there. All of these things, people will try to take them apart, turn them around, deceive themselves, and lead others to the path of hell when they should have a willing heart to know that election is eternal in the heavens. Once saved, always saved. I'm proud to say it, not for myself, but because of the power and the authority of the Word of God. He has taught it. He has declared it. It is not what I must do and what I must say. And that I love where it come forth from a sovereign God. And I love that it goes right along with the last. And what He does is right. What He does is right. And we must, as God's children, understand this. And then it's an unconditional. In other words, we're not to add to nor take away from this doctrine. It is unconditional. We cannot work our way to heaven, nor can any other man do a good deeds enough to warrant them eternity. Yea, they weren't worthy of the least of one drop of the blood of Christ rather than be cleansed from head to toe, inside and out. Truly, we are blessed as the children of God. And then we must understand that it is an unconditional decree set forth by Almighty God. He is God and God alone. There's those out there who have their own gods. They have created them. They have their statues. They have their philosophies. They have their foolish words and reasons and rhymes. And yea, they have ministries where nothing is done but singing praises or singing songs. But if they are not from a heart that's been cleansed by a sovereign, holy God and washed in the blood of the Lamb of God, their songs are of no worth. I have seen people on the television where they would go and they would come in and they would want them to sing a song. And sometimes, years ago, they don't do it anymore, they sing a gospel song. And then they'd show them a little bit later on, they was at the bar getting their drinks. They were smoking their cigarettes, and some people say you're picking on people. There's nothing about smoking in the Bible. But we are to use our Bibles, or we are to use these bodies to serve our Lord, and we shouldn't do anything purposely to hurt it. So therefore, that's just a little extra. But it is a decree from God. Can you imagine? It is just as worthy as when He said, Lazarus, come forth. That was the decree from Almighty God. It is the decree from Almighty God, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There is none righteous, no, not one. That's a decree from Almighty God. Hear it and understand that Almighty God is condemning you, not the preacher, not the church, but it is simply relaying unto you what the Lord has laid upon their heart concerning the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ and a lost and dying soul, and the price has been paid. The price has been paid by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And then we go on to say, from the eternal halls of glory. It is His decisions. What He has determined to do by the counsel of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. They have determined these things. They are just following the leadership of the Heavenly Father. Even in this, to God's glory. And no others. To God's glory. What a great blessing. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 42, Isaiah 42 and verse 1. For Zion's sake will I not hold my peace. For the Jerusalem's sake I will not rest until the righteousness thereof go forth as the brightness of the salvation, as a lamp being burned. He tells us in this passage of Scripture, I'm in 62. I want Isaiah 42. Excuse me. Isaiah 42 and verse 1. Behold, my servant, whom I uphold, mine elect, in whom my soul delighteth. I have put my spirit upon him, and he shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. He says in this passage of Scripture, behold, my servant whom I uphold, mine elect, whom I have sent, whose my soul delighteth. It is a labor of love. It is a gift given unto us by Almighty God. Such decisions should not be made of any man. God's elect. He has chosen before the foundation of the world those who are to be saved. But he told his church to go ye therefore into all the world and preach the gospel, for we are not to know. It is not that the Lord would allow us to know. Could you imagine what the mess would be because of this flesh if we were given a list of people that were leaving this old world tomorrow morning? Now you think about that. We would rush to them and we would run to them and we would get on our knees and beg them and we would shake them. As I said last night, we would do everything we could possibly think about it to get them saved in a moment of weakness. But then we would be so overwhelmed with grief. We would spend our time, what more could I have done? Why can they not see? Why can they not know? Why they cannot understand these things that God does give us? The Word of God is the tool which He has given us. We all have little facts and figures in our mind. Now, I'm getting older and I get forgetful and my memory's not what it used to be. But the Lord has chosen me. He has blessed me. I'm the least of all the people that is worthy to be saved. But by His grace, by His love, by His mercy, He chose to save my soul. Truly we are, I looked it up and this is just a brief looking in my Bible. Do you know that the word election, elect, is in the Bible 14 times, New and Old Testament. Truly, we must understand election is at least four times. God's plan of salvation for those who are lost, who the Father has touched, if you will, and brought them to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. God's election. What more can we say? What more can we do? We must accept it. We must bow to His authority and His wisdom. We would have joy in our hearts, or ought to have joy. For when we who are the children of God, God's elect people, we know there's a number that no man can number. It's promised in the Word of God that we'll be saved. We do not know the name, nor the day, nor the hour. That's the reason we're to go and preach the gospel wherever we go in this world. He scattered the church in Jerusalem, did He not? What for? To preach the gospel. To be a true and a great witness of these things. Now I want you to understand it's important for us to put forth the truth concerning that God is sovereign. It is right thing for Him to do. Without this plan of election, no man in the flesh within itself would be willing to accept any other thing but those things which entice the flesh, that draws man towards hell and the judgment of Almighty God. But for the child of God, it is called upon for us to declare that we serve a sovereign, holy, righteous God, and He does whatsoever He will among the inhabitants of the earth and all of His creation. We must show forth His might in love and authority. It is a great show of love, which I cannot put into words, or I'm very poorly doing it tonight. In the book of Matthew, chapter 20, Matthew chapter 20 and verse 14. Well, I'm struggling tonight. Matthew 20 and verse 14. Take that, thine is, and go thy way. I will give unto thee this last forever. Let me make sure I got the right verse of Scripture. 20 and verse 14. Okay, he says, it is not lawful for me to do what I will with mine own. Is thine eye evil because I am good? So the last shall be first, and the first last. For many are be called, but few chosen. There are many who have been called by Almighty God, who have had the privilege of hearing the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, and they turned and walked away, leaving behind the only line of hope that God would ever give any man, repentance and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, that they might hear it not with simply these earthly ears, but it would be cut into their hearts to the very bottom of their soul that they are lost. There's no hope. Oh, what am I to do? Because the Holy Spirit has begun a work with them, and the Bible says that they will complete that work. He'll finish that work. And then they are made to see through the gospel of Jesus Christ. God is under no authority or obligation to save anybody. But according to His unlimited favor, God's grace, He has saved a great number that no man can number. What a great blessing it is to know that through God's elect power, by his sovereign will, these things are and will be accomplished. In the book of Isaiah, this time chapter 30, Isaiah chapter 30, Isaiah chapter 30 and verse 10. What say to the seers, see not, and the prophets prophesy not unto us right things? Speak unto us smooth things and prophesy deceits. Here we're hearing from this rebellious people who have rejected the teachings of the Word of God. It says here that see not to the prophets, prophesy not to us right things. Now there are those who consider themselves to be religions in the world today that are teaching things, false things. Things that are simply not right in accordance to the Word of God. I guarantee you that somewhere in a pen, they have a Bible that I've never heard of one that doesn't have Christ in it. I've heard another one that made God feminine or a woman, and that they carve them out and make themselves statues or have themselves paintings, or some would dare to look in a mirror and consider they have done enough and they have no part of God choosing these things. In the book of Ephesians, we all know this passage of Scripture, Ephesians 2. And verse 8 and 9. Ephesians 2, verses 8 and 9. For by grace are you saved, through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is of God. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Beloved, this is the doctrine of election personified, and as easily and simply as a man dare to be able to put it together. For by grace, God's unmerited favor, are you saved through faith, not in yourself, not in the works that you could do, not in another man who would dare have you bow down and worship him and kiss his ring. None of these and many more. But we understand that for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is the gift of Almighty God. Not of works. They tell you, just do this. They'll come up to you and say, okay, it can't be that simple. It can't be that easy. You mean I just repent of my sins and ask God to forgive me and everything's going to be all right? No, it says repentance and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. People can speak a lot of words. In the book of Romans, chapter 11, Romans, chapter 11, in verses 5 and 6. Even so then, at this present time, also there is a remnant according to the election of grace. And if by grace, then it is no more of works. Otherwise, grace is no more grace. But if it be of works, then it is no more grace. Otherwise, work is no more work. He says the remnant according to the election of grace. In other words, God, he chose before the foundation of the world those who were to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. There's not, you know, people look for a sign, they look for a miracle. There's no greater miracle that your two old fading eyes will ever lay hold of than the day when you see someone repent of their sins and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and they come forth with a big smile on their face or tears down their cheeks, professing Jesus Christ as their Lord and their Savior. Oh, what glory and praise. We can't see anything more precious, of greater power. The eternal, ungodly, man, creature, evil, servant of Satan, has now been defeated by the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. All of these things and many more. Every man stands under the power of sin. Understand this. They stand under, before you're saved, you were under the power of sin. By nature, man is sinful. It is hard for a man to understand. I'm having fun. I'm enjoying my life. I'm going about the business that I want to do. And I've not heard God say anything. They make excuses. They lie and deceive themselves. We must tell them that they are under the power of sin. They are in open rebellion to Almighty God. And they rebuke His word. They say, it is not so. Don't hold that to me. That's not the standard that I want to live by. My flesh wants to go out here and do this. I want to get drunk and fall in a ditch every night the rest of my life because I enjoy that old beer or that old whiskey. And nowadays it's the drugs. They walk into people and they, all of a sudden, they smoke his cigarette or they take his drugs and they're gone. They're gone. And they have rejected Christ. As it says, they turn and walk no more with the Creator of the heavens and the earth. You know, there's no one that ever had it any more perfect than Adam and Eve. No more perfect ever in this life than Adam and Eve. They were God's children. They had no idea of what sin was until they fell, when they were tempted. But even in that, Almighty God knew how sinful and wicked. And also we are reminded that man must stand. He must stand alone in the sin that he has created or allowed in his life. Beloved, only a sinful man could get up and want to denounce the doctrines that God has given us, the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not kill. Why in your mind do you think, why would anybody want to kill anybody? All those people that tell you there's reasons, I'll let it go so far, and then there's a boiling point and all of these things. But God has chosen those to take those things away. We are now become a new creature or creation in Almighty God. We're a new creature. You imagine we're different. We used to sing a song every once in a while. It's different now. And it should be. If there's no change in your life, and you ought to fear for your soul. And you ought to love Christ. You ought to pray unto Him every night. You ought to give thanks. You know, that's one thing. I got a message here at the church. When was the last time you had just simply a prayer of thanksgiving unto our God for all the blessings of all every day? I told this at the church here that maybe just a couple of weeks ago. I used to travel everywhere all over the place and travel, you know, similar to what Doug does now. When I got back home and I turned off the highway, the car goes thump, thump. And when that car hits thump, thump, I say, thank you, Lord, for the travel mercy. There ought to be a point in our life when we go to the Lord every day and go thump, thump, thank you, Lord. I was lost and dying and going to hell, and you have saved my soul. Thank you, Lord. You have given me one of your churches where I have learned to accept these things and to know that they're true. And his righteousness, his election, his love and his mercy. Oh, such a great love that man cannot understand. Even greater is the joy. And it's an election of grace. God's unmerited favor. There's not a one of us. Be careful. We're not a one of us that's worthy of the least of the blessing that God has given man. You know, Saul of Tarsus was the chiefest of all sinners. Many would say that when they hear good sound teaching in the Word of God about Christian living, we realize even more so how great a gift God has given us in all of these things. All the authority is of God and not of man. It's important to know that. God chose. God, it is God who chose and put our names in that wonderful book that removes man from the power of sin and death unto eternal life. Who else can do such a thing? Who else can bring a man from the points or the brink of death and the brink of the fire unto eternal life through the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ? In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, in verse 29. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 29. That no flesh should glory in his presence. But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. There is no flesh that could glory in his presence. In other words, we're not going to outshine God, are we? We're not going to outshine our God. Men look to other men. They look for a beacon of hope or a time of escape, but there's no place to go apart from the blood of Christ, to have a peace and an assurance and eternity made sure. I love verse 2, or chapter 2, where in verse 2 it says, for I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. There's nothing more needs to be preached. It's not belief in the Lord Jesus Christ and then something else. We must serve Almighty God. Election is far for the man that might be consumed by every sin in his life. The greater the blessing, the greater the healing, the greater the joy. The Lord can heal this old flesh if it's within his will, and he can save a soul by even a greater work in all these things. We are chosen in him and him alone, before the foundation of the world. God has chosen. He has made the promise. And he says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And one day I'm coming to take you to be home with me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. And beloved, he has told us time and time again in the Word of God. God has chosen. His election. In 2 Timothy chapter 1. 2 Timothy. Chapter 1 and verse 8 and 9. Wherefore I put thee in remembrance, that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee, for the putting on of the hands, for God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Oh, how we should be thrilled as a child of God. You know what this meeting is? It tells you right here that Almighty God, through His preached word, and stir up your eye of faith, that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee. That's what a revival is all about. Many people seem to think you have a revival and it is for the lost, but it's for the saved in all truth. The byproduct of it, if you will, a thrilling revelation given unto a lost man, and he sees the love and the grace that abounds in the heart of a child of God, a gift given by the Heavenly Father through the preached word and the touch of the Holy Spirit. What great joy! What a great privilege that we're able to declare these things. We are not ashamed of His word. Behold, the day of the Lord is at hand. Almighty God says, repent ye and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. God has chosen, but He also has chosen us to preach the gospel to a lost and a dying world. This is how He's determined to do this thing. Who are we to judge or to put doubt upon it? We are to accept God's will in all of these things. For He has chosen, not me. Brother.